Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. You know, sometimes life throws us a curveball and things that you never thought could, you know, just ever happen just smack you right upside the head. And what do you do when that impacts your shop and your reputation as a business owner? How do you make a comeback when you feel like no one will buy from you again? Now, I'm not talking about just like a couple of bad reviews or a couple of late shipments. I'm talking about when, let's say, you're like a wholesale buy-in group seller and you don't get a shipment in and swarms of people get mad. So they post your name in a blacklist group on Facebook. I'm talking that level of OMG, how will I ever recover from this? First things first, you know, you take a deep breath. The vicious people that are shouting online are usually not representative of the majority of level-headed people, you know, of the world. Most people are reasonable and they understand that stuff happens. So after you've taken a deep breath, the next thing you want to do is identify what happened and how everyone could have felt so that you can acknowledge those feelings. Most people appreciate that, and that's usually enough. So you acknowledge their feelings, you identify what happened, you acknowledge those feelings, then you're going to apologize. People appreciate acknowledging there was a problem and simply saying you're sorry. But you have to say what you're apologizing for and how you're going to prevent it from happening again. So, for example, on your Facebook page or in an email to your email list, you might say, I acknowledge that I let you down with late shipments and that caused frustration and disappointment. And, you know, due to that overwhelm, I was also running behind on answering emails, which left you feeling ignored. And I sincerely apologize for doing this to you, and I'll be hiring an assistant to help with packaging and answering emails so that you receive the best possible customer service going forward. So you see what I did? I acknowledged that there was a problem, said what, you know, the customers were feeling, and then I apologized and said, this is how we're going to fix it moving forward. So once you've acknowledged the problem, you apologize, then you've got to move forward and prove yourself. So sales may be slow at first, but word's going to get out that things are better. And you may have to spend a little extra in the beginning on advertising to bring new people in. But those people, those new people are also going to tell people that, you know, things are fine and leave good reviews. But the most important thing above all of that, once you've moved forward, is to prove yourself and keep your word. Don't let your customers down a second time. That will ruin your reputation forever. You may get a second chance, but the third chance is not going to happen. So this is a situation that we hope, you know, we never find ourselves in, but it can happen. And there is a way to turn it around. Now, if you're working to get back on track, or if you ever find yourself in this situation, I really hope that this episode helps. Thank you so much for listening today. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.